You hear it all the time when you're dealing with emotional distress. People say, you know, let it go. Just, you know, ease up on it. Don't worry about it so much. But my next guest says when it comes to real emotional healing, you can't just let it go. You need to go face to face with it. Leah Guy with us, author of the brand new book, The Fearless Path, A Radical Awakening to Emotional Healing and Inner Peace. Leah is a spiritual teacher, professional speaker, and a transpersonal healer. Leah, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
How'd you become a healer?
Well, actually, I was seeking my own healing. It kind of happens that way for a lot of people, I think. I had a series of difficult events when I was younger, and then a sexual assault that kind of broke the camel's back, if you will, and I tried every kind of medicine and therapy and everything else, and it wasn't working. So I found a school that I started attending for energy healing, meditation, mind-body work, nutrition, all that kind of thing. And it really, it was a stepping stone to my own healing.
So when it comes to like psychologists and the medication, what was it that wasn't working about all that?
Well, it was just kind of a Band-Aid, you know, and not that it doesn't help. It does help when you're in shock right after a trauma, when you're trying to get your feet underneath you again. You know, a lot of us do need medicine or therapy. I mean, I still talk to a therapist from time to time now. There's nothing wrong with it, but as far as actual healing and in getting to a new place where we can function at our highest level, I think that there's different ways that we can go about that.
And at what point did you think, wow, this isn't enough, I need to pursue a different path?
Well, it was really, one thing led to another, drinking, you know, running around, not making good decisions. I never quite felt like myself, that feeling of being stuck. You know, it's stuff you hear all the time. I hear it all the time with my clients anyway. And we get kind of trapped in this place of the trauma. And it's what I call in the book PTED, which is post-traumatic emotional disorder. We all have it to some degree. We have to figure out what degree we have it and what is causing our emotional disorder, our emotional discomfort, and then we can make some new decisions for ourselves.
I'm talking to Leah Guy, her brand new book, The Fearless Path. I mean, it seems like we all have unpleasant emotions, right, and emotional issues. So, I mean, how do you know when you have this PT, what did you call it again?
PTED
versus
yeah.
you're just, I mean, how do you know when you have that condition?
Well, it's usually when, you know, things aren't going away, and it's not that we all have emotions. You said it at the beginning about letting go. I think letting go is one of the worst ideas that we can tell someone for emotional healing, and it's because life is full of beautiful, wonderful things, and life is full of very difficult and suffering kinds of issues, and we can't escape them. And this day and age, everyone's trying to escape anything that's uncomfortable. And it's not real. That's not reality. It leaves us in a false sense of reality. It also leaves us fragmented in our mind. We're trying to detach from our true feelings. And then we become kind of a mess. So many years of doing that, or even months of doing that, sometimes even days of doing that, starts to cause anxiety or insomnia or repetitive thought patterns or repeating relationship issues, this kind of that feeling where we are just reliving, it's because we're not processing in a healthy way of some of these negative things.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you process these kinds of emotions?
Well, I am a big proponent of mindfulness and meditation, but it's not just that. In the book, I recommend a lot of emotional workouts. Emotional workouts are just like physical workouts, but they're for your emotional health, and it's just as important to stay well emotionally. So engaging, you know, taking care of other things, getting outside yourself, journaling, meditating, using your instrument, your body, your voice, movement, getting grounded. There's all kinds of ways, but we have to practice, you know. If you don't practice, then you just kind of get up in the morning, go do your thing, you come home, you do the same thing you did yesterday, you go to bed, and you feel the same way the next day as you did today.
What about people that get almost obsessed with these traumas and they spend their whole lives reviewing them and talking about them? How do you avoid that?
Yeah, well, I'm not a huge proponent for going back and reliving, but you do have to just accept. So there's a difference between acceptance and then obsessing over it. Acceptance is really being able to sit with it and allow what happened and work through difficult emotions so that new emotions come. When we start obsessing over it, then we become kind of addicted almost to you know, something in the past, which, as we know, causes depression, it causes repetitive thinking, it causes insomnia, and a bunch of negative feelings, and we're not really doing anything emotionally. We're just fixated on it. But acceptance is the first step. Acceptance, being grounded, and then you can get some traction underneath you to do some of these emotional workouts and mindfulness.
I'm talking to Leah Guy. The book is The Fearless Path, and you can find her at modernsage.com, modernsage.com. Hey, what's that like? You said you started getting new emotions coming in. What is that like?
Well, there's, I mean, we all have all the emotions. We're capable of having any emotion. Emotions are real, they're fluid, and they're supposed to move through us. And so when once you allow what I call, you digest a certain emotion, whether it's good or bad, you digest it, you process it, you sit with it, and then soon enough, we know that another emotion will come. But if we're stuck in the other one, then we can't recognize the new emotion, whether it be happiness or another difficult emotion. But they move. They're meant to move through our system, through our mind, through our body. And that's why all these emotional workouts are important. So,
You hear about these Buddhist monks, though, you know, they talk about not being emotional in general, right? Not having that be such a big part of your life. What do you think of that?
Yes, I'm in disagreement with that. I no disrespect to Buddhism or their practice, but it becomes, you know, all that detachment stuff keeps us unhealthy, in my opinion. We are emotional beings. We are fluid beings. We are energy beings. We are mental beings, and we can't cut off one aspect of ourselves. There's no such thing really as being too emotional, but we have to learn how to recognize, accept, and process the emotions so they don't get out of control. Yeah. Usually, rage comes from not processing anger. We don't just walk around rageful. We become rageful when we don't process anger, we don't process self-worth issues or abandonment issues or things that have gone on previously.
And by process, you mean talk about them, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, not just talk. I mean, talking about them is great to do. There's a million ways that you can process emotions, but the number one thing is to not deny them, you know, to not deny how you actually feel. If it's a self-worth issue, which many of us have self-worth issues, we don't feel good enough. You know, we were shamed when we were young. We feel embarrassed or not worthy or what have you. And that feeling is a real feeling, and we have to accept that feeling, look at it, and start training ourselves little bits every day and strengthening our self-worth and how we view ourselves.
'Cause you're saying that won't go away. That feeling is going to be there, period, right?
Well, yeah, and there's healthy shame. You know, if we don't know healthy shame, then it's hard for us to have empathy for other people. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't go away maybe totally, but we can learn to work with it and learn to recognize it and then overcome how it's negatively affecting us.
Yeah. And you have to go, you have to meditate and do all these things. There's no different path or easier way.
Well, meditation is actually very easy. You just sit down and shut up. So it doesn't get much easier than that. But no, you don't have to meditate. There's a lot of different ways. That's what I say in the book, all these different emotional workouts and different techniques and tips. Yeah. There's a lot of ways, but finding safe people to talk to is a great way to start.
Yeah.
Engaging in your community.
Can you do all this while taking antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, that kind of thing?
Oh, you certainly can, yeah. I mean, I just find after the initial, that hump that people often need medication for, and some people need it ongoing for imbalances and so forth, but everyone, too many people are going to drugs to mask, discomfort, basically. So if that's the case, then certainly those drugs tend to kind of numb us out a little bit. So if you need them, then by all means take them. If it's not absolutely necessary, then I think we need to learn how to risk, opening ourselves to our own feelings. In the book, there's a quote, and I can't say exactly, but even Jim Morrison, he had a quote that says, "We're more afraid of our inner selves, of our emotional selves, than we are of any other danger in the world." So that's what people are afraid of, sitting, being still, and seeing what really is going on inside.
Is it okay to numb yourself once in a while with alcohol?
Well, you know, if you want, that's, you know, everything's okay. There's no judgment. That's, how about step number three, yeah. Do not judge.
Yeah, but so, I'm guessing, is that something you do at any point in your life or not at all?
I did for a long time, yeah. But then I haven't in a long time. You know, I choose not to now because I want to feel what's going on. That's my indicator. You know, when something's wrong, your body, your mind, your emotions, it tells you. It tells you when you're upset. It tells you when something doesn't feel right, and we need to learn to listen. You know, whether it's listening to ourselves or listening to people around us for danger, for signals, for signs, et cetera. So I choose not to, but, you know, I'm not a... Well, I don't want to tell the people how...
It's just tough, because especially dealing with other people, I mean, not everyone's, you know, emotionally balanced, so... it's got to be tough if you're dealing with other people and their issues and in trying to. I guess I'm pondering the idea of doing this within a relationship. Is this something like couples need to do together if you're going down this path? Or?
Well, I think that kind of automatically starts happening when one person starts doing their work. It often rubs off onto the other person. It's certainly a wonderful thing to do together, but you don't have to. You know, it's everyone has their own unique journey in life, and you can't force anyone to do it differently. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just not a good idea. You know, I see people here all the time. Sometimes I see them as couples, mostly individuals. And what I've learned is that although we're in all kinds of pain, people describe it a million different ways, there's really, it kind of distills down to 6-7 ways that we're truly suffering. And that's what the book is about. It's, you know, here's some symptoms and some signs, and if this is what you're experiencing, mm-hmm. you might be suffering from guilt or shame or fear mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, so it's really just kind of important to get down to it.
Guy, the book is The Fearless Path, A Radical Awakening to Emotional Healing and Inner Peace. Find her at modernsage.com. It's Leah Guy here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.